terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The world is changing. The competition for jobs is real. But this shouldn't discourage us. It should challenge us. Remember, for all the hits we've taken these last few years, for all the naysayers predicting our decline, America still has the largest, most prosperous economy in the world. Sustaining the American dream has never been about standing pat. It has required each generation to sacrifice and struggle and meet the demands of a new age. And now it's our turn. We know what it takes to compete for the jobs and industries of our time. We need to out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world.
Okay, well, we expect to have an hour on the President's State of the Union address, and so you will not be disappointed because here we are front and center this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television from both a left and the right perspective, and your calls at 800-510-8255. That was the President of the United States during his State of the Union address, stressing a consistent theme: innovation is the key to improving our economy. Makes sense, doesn't it? Sounds good. America heading in the right direction, President says. Now we need to reshape some of our priorities to ensure future strength and stability. The President talking about things that I'm sure he wasn't focused on, but the priorities of his first 2 years are what most people think ought to be changed, reshaped, if you will, starting with a health care bill. There were not a lot of themes of optimism, which is great. We all need to be optimistic, and I think many people are, far many more now than they were last year at this time. Some pragmatism, part of his 61-minute speech. The President called for increasing investments in key areas like education. My God, we keep hearing this. What is the spend money on education? Spend, spend, spend. What are we getting for the money that we're spending? You keep throwing money at stuff, and what happens? Plus, when the money comes from Washington, it controls the educational process. You don't leave it to local or even state authorities. If you take federal money, you got to do it their way. That's why we're teaching the tests now, and most kids are moribund in just stupid, right, rote, that kind of stuff. So what is there? Let's get some specifics on all of this. Freezing government spending for 5 years, except for the Defense Department. Now, we're going to get in the way of the military-industrial complex. Do we want to spend more money, make more bombs, blow up more, or potentially blow up more people? All right, anyway, I'm getting a little off the beaten track here. In a symbol of desired political civility, the legislators present broke their usual sort of segregated party seating circumstance and joined members of other parties across the political aisle. I noticed that Nancy Pelosi sat next to a Republican. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She didn't want to sit next to the whip, the Republican whip. She chose somebody else to sit next to. But, ooh, they got cooties. Ooh, they're dirty. Ooh, I don't want to sit next to them. Ooh. President opened his address by discussing the shooting in Arizona and what we ought to learn from that.
We're also mindful of the empty chair in this chamber, and we pray for the health of our colleague and our friend, Gabby Giffords. Now, it's no secret that those of us here tonight have had our differences over the last 2 years. The debates have been contentious. We have fought fiercely for our beliefs. And that's a good thing. That's what a robust democracy demands. That's what helps set us apart as a nation. But there's a reason the tragedy in Tucson gave us pause. Amid all the noise and passion and rancor of our public debate, Tucson reminded us that no matter who we are, or where we come from, each of us is a part of something greater, something more consequential than party or political preference. We are part of the American family, We believe that in a country where every race and faith and point of view can be found, we are still bound together as one people. That we share common hopes and a common creed. That the dreams of a little girl in Tucson are not so different than those of our own children. That they all deserve the chance to be fulfilled. That, too, is what sets us apart as a nation. Now, by itself, this simple recognition won't usher in a new era of cooperation. What comes of this moment is up to us. What comes of this moment will be determined not by whether we can sit together tonight, but whether we can work together tomorrow.
That's a good point. That's a very good point, don't you think? What do you think the best points were if you heard this speech? 800-510-8255, anything new? If you were the president, what would you have said that didn't get said? And then afterwards, listening to the Tea Party lady and to the Republican, we get now. Actually, I'm kind of finding this good because I'm a great believer in having as many parties as we can muster up to stir up the pot and to screw up the Republican, the Democratic stranglehold on the political process. So the Tea Party people, even though I may not agree, I certainly did when they get started, and there are many good things in the Tea Party message, and then there are other things that seem to be way off the reservation, but it is interesting that there is momentum here, and that's because people are upset, and the mainstay politicians continue to not get what is going on here, or they misread it. 800-510-8255. The spending freeze is something that particularly intrigues me. How about you? Is the speech that you, well, we're talking about and that you heard, is it, was it disconnected from political reality? Did he sound like he really was speaking from the heart? Are they his policies? Or are they just ways to get reelected? All part of the discussion, the debate. 800-510-8255 at 14 after this is the Talk Radio Review.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Live from Progressive.
Swole again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Both sides are all sides, and that was what was presented in the State of the Union address of various issues and how you feel about them with your input. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook nominally, as well as email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. A lot of people being addressed, a lot of folks think the independent voters were being pulled. Well, obviously, he needs them to get reelected. The significant cuts that have to be made, a lot of congressmen after the fact said more has to be cut. These programs, there are a lot of people who are working on the health care thing, as some of the not the monetary things, this 1099 thing. Republicans are working on getting that repealed, and there's plenty of support for that in the House and the Senate. Let's see where it goes after that. President last night called for a five-year spending freeze.
We are living with a legacy of deficit spending that began almost a decade ago. And in the wake of the financial crisis, some of that was necessary to keep credit flowing, save jobs, and put money in people's pockets. But now that the worst of the recession is over, we have to confront the fact that our government spends more than it takes in. That is not sustainable. Every day, families sacrifice to live within their means. They deserve a government that does the same. So tonight, I am proposing that starting this year, we freeze annual domestic spending for the next 5 years. Now, this would reduce the deficit by more than $400 billion over the next decade, and will bring discretionary spending to the lowest share of our economy since Dwight Eisenhower was president. This freeze will require painful cuts. Already we've frozen the salaries of hardworking federal employees for the next 2 years. I propose cuts to things I care deeply about, like community action programs. The Secretary of Defense has also agreed to cut tens of billions of dollars in spending that he and his generals believe our military can do without. I recognize that some in this chamber have already proposed deeper cuts, and I'm willing to eliminate whatever we can honestly afford to do without. But let's make sure that we're not doing it on the backs of our most vulnerable citizens.
Here the president discusses the health care law.
Now, I have heard rumors that a few of you still have concerns about our new health care law. So let me be the first to say that anything can be improved. If you have ideas about how to improve this law by making care better or more affordable, I am eager to work with you. We can start right now by correcting a flaw in the legislation that has placed an unnecessary bookkeeping burden on small businesses. What I'm not willing to do is go back to the days when insurance companies could deny someone coverage because of a pre-existing condition. I'm not willing to tell James Howard, a brain cancer patient from Texas, that his treatment might not be covered. I'm not willing to tell Jim Hauser, a small businessman from Oregon, that he has to go back to paying $5,000 more to cover his employees. As we speak, this law is making prescription drugs cheaper for seniors and giving uninsured students a chance to stay on their parents' coverage. So I say to this chamber tonight, instead of refighting the battles of the last 2 years, let's fix what needs fixing and let's move forward.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we are on to the state of education in our country from the President's State of the Union Address. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to join the conversation in a few minutes at 800-510-8255. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can get a lot of information and a connection to the story by going to the homepage at DougSteffen.com. From MSNBC, Dylan Radigan here, welcoming Michelle Bernard. Bernard says we have to find a way to offer parents school choice. There are a lot of things the school system has done. Charter schools, for example, have been pretty successful. What hasn't been successful is choice. There's a difference between the charter school movements and in many communities where there's choice that's been offered. All that's done is increase the bus bill. Anyway, let's listen into this conversation they had on MSNBC.
The truth is we can discuss job creation and economic recovery until we're blue in the face, but until we're willing to take a hard look at how we educate our children in this country, it's a complete waste of time. Overall, the unemployment rate is still hovering between 9 and 10%. The unemployment rate among minorities is much higher, around 14.8% for blacks and a similar number for Latinos. These, along with people living in rural areas, are the ones most often stuck in failing schools. American exceptionalism and competitiveness have absolutely no future if we're not willing to reevaluate how we're educating our children now. According to the Department of Education, as of 2008, more than 1,700 dropout factories, or high schools in which less than 60% of students graduate, exist. They're trapped in schools that from very early in their education keep moving them from grade to grade without giving them the skills and knowledge necessary to become successful adults. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate for high school dropouts is a whopping 26.9%.
And why is school choice so important to that?
School choice is important because right now the decision does not lie with parents. Where your child goes to school is based on your zip code. School choice can change that because if you live in a poor neighborhood, if you live in an urban area or a rural area or anywhere in the country for that matter, where the schools are underperforming and your children are not getting a good education or the best education they can possibly have access to, school choice puts the decision-making process in the hands of parents. It is, quite honestly, Dylan, what the gentleman that we just heard about in your earlier segment, the barber from Birmingham, fought for in terms of integration of the public schools. Our schools are still overwhelmingly separate. They are still overwhelmingly unequal. And if you live in a poor neighborhood right now, parents don't have the ability to say, you know what, I'm going to take my tax dollars and put my children in a school that shows a belief that every single child can learn and shows an ability to teach all students. And that's why school choice is critical. It's time that the decision be made by parents and not by where they just happen to live.
Man, that woman is so wrong. So wrong. My God. These people listening to that, you need to fix all of the schools because all of the schools are open. You overcrowd the good schools. Nobody's in the bad schools. So then what do? You listen to this pap from these people who don't seem to understand school choice hasn't fixed a damn thing. It has made it worse, in fact. Fix the schools. Here from The View, a woman is jailed for using a phony address so her child could go to a better school. Listen to this.
The poor black woman broke the law to send her children to a rich white school. I mean, it's really about segregated schools still.
No, you know what it's about?
Segregated
neighborhoods. It's about, number one.
Yeah, well,
the system is broken.
Yes,
if we're not supposed to have bad schools.
Right.
We have enough smart, great teachers out there to get in there and teach. We don't pay them anything. That's one of the other things Obama pointed out last night. Yeah. That was great.
And giving in terms of profession. Teachers give so much,
yes.
You know, and to hone in on that.
And
skills.
The ones that are not doing their job should not be there.
Well, the unions protect that.
And I'm saying, you know, this is in part what brings the situation.
By the way, it appears that this lady only spent a day in jail, but still. What this brings forward is a great conversation about the frustration that people have when it comes to trying to get the best for our children. So, is this person a good person, a bad person? It may be that a number of your calls, some of the people I'm looking at here, are very interested in talking about this specific situation. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing now with your calls. Most of the focus, as I said, is on this lady who is so concerned about her child's education that she didn't tell the truth about her address. Christine, you're in New York, and focus on the mother here from your point of view.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I do think that this is a very good deterrent, actually. I work as a guidance counselor in a public school district, and all too often I see parents falsify records to get their kids into better schools. And believe it or not, it's the children that are turning the other children in. And once the children go home and tell their parents, you know, I can't get into this particular class because it's full, or I didn't make the sport team or the drama club because too many people tried out. And then we find out that three or four of them don't even live in the district. And then when we go and investigate that, sure enough, it's true. And we give them, you know, an appropriate amount of time to prove that they live here, or in fact, they must leave. And if not, they'll be charged tuition. And no judge that I know of on Long Island has ever made a case out of this. I don't know about other states. It's very interesting to learn about Akron. And I'm actually happy to hear this, that this is being done somewhere in the country. My own opinion, and once again it is my opinion, is that if you send a student to a district that you do not reside in, not only are you breaking the law by falsifying records, but you're doing a disservice to the thousands of other students who live in that district.
Well, you know what? That may be the point, Christine, but how about the bigger point of making the school system better and the schools themselves individually
better? America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Bye-bye.
A continuing conversation about America and our financial situation. You've heard all these reviews and reports. You agree that there has to be some reform. How can you not agree with that? This is the number three most important item this week from the Talkers Charts, the Talk magazine that is basically the Bible of talk radio, and we use a lot of their information as we cull some of the hosts and some of the subject matter from stations all around the country. The next item here of interest from Mac and Gatos and their radio program, there's a discussion of a new report that Social Security will be the next thing to run out of you-know-what and vinegar in the year 2037.
I'm a 37-year-old guy. Basically, what I'm doing is every couple weeks, money from my from what I earn doing my job goes to Social Security, and really, I'm giving it to a retired person. Part of my check is going to a retired person.
Yeah,
can we look at it that way?
Right.
Okay, so part of my check is going to a retired person, and I hate to say this. Well, no, I really don't hate to say it. I just wish Social Security would go away. I'm never going to see it. Over the span of my career, I can't even imagine how many thousands and thousands of dollars that just burns away.
Right.
I mean, selfishly, I'd like to say, listen, let's just do without it. Let me take the money. Let me take the money that I earn. And you know what? You don't have to hold on to it for me, government. You don't have to do that. I'll hold on to it myself. Or you know what? I'll burn it myself. It's my money anyway.
Right, because what you're doing now is you're supporting somebody in a system that you will never see. So when is the cutoff point? When will we be able to say, you know what, no more Social Security
taxes? What if the cutoff point was today? What would happen? I think we all would know.
I think.
Go through the scenarios? Cutoff today.
If you really want my real honest opinion, if we cut Social Security off in the next couple of years,
right,
I think there would be rioting in the streets. You would have people who are retired just, I mean, ripping up stuff and, you know, pushing over cars. I mean, old people would revolt. The retired would revolt.
Okay.
Then
so
you have people who are just about to retire.
Yeah.
They'd be pissed off as well.
Right, right.
So then nobody in Congress would be reelected because they cut off their money.
Okay.
That they felt they were and were told they were entitled to all their working lives.
Okay. So let's say we're not going to do it tomorrow. Let's wait for you know, us, you know, we're in the same age range, you know.
All right, let's take an average of 40.
Yeah, let's just take an average.
40 and 65 is 25 years from now.
Right.
Let's say 25 years from 2010. Okay.
Well, the Social Security is going to be gone. Is that going to be me then riding in the streets alongside of you?
No.
Why not?
Because we already know what the inevitability is, and we can't stop them from taking our money out of our paychecks. That's the problem.
So
that's why we get angry, because we're paying into a system we're never going to see the results of. If you cut, there are millions of people who just live on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
If you take that away, where do they go? What do they do? Then you'll have people living in the streets, and then you'll see utter chaos.
So the
already know that it's not going to be there. We've already started 401ks. It's up to us to fund our own retirement.
All right, there we have it. Is that what you feel about this? 800-510-8255. Annette in Tennessee, listening to KWAM. Go ahead, Annette. You're on the Countdown Next Live.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just think it's so sad because my dad draws Social Security, and that's what he lives on, and it's $674 a month. And he can't afford to live. He lives with me. And when I get to retirement age, I'm going to have to fall back on my children.
Yeah, and
because according to them, I mean, when this takes place, I will be 68.
Well, you won't.
What about the people out there who don't have children to fall back on?
You won't stop. You won't be able to stop. You'll have to keep working, or you won't survive. That's the bottom line. And everybody is going to have to pretty much keep. If you haven't put it aside and monitored it and taken care of it yourself, you will have to keep working, and that's the reality. And then somebody will come along and say, okay, you're too old and tired. Let's pull the plug. It is the way that it is. And maybe there's a lesson in this of self-sufficiency and not worrying. I don't want the government managing the money because they don't do it well. I'd rather manage it myself and do my own thing, but that's just me. Social Security became something that was part of the New Deal. And the reality is that before that, people did manage to somehow or other maintain their own survival. And we need to be tougher and stronger. I don't like the fact that I don't care with the Social Security because I'll figure out how to do this on my own. But what bothers me is that from what I make is extracted 13% to pay for this stuff. It's, you know, it is the same old story all of our lives, your life and my life. We've been listening to the same story. It doesn't change. It hasn't changed. So what does that say about us?
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increase in belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New York mayor joined gun violence victims, calling on the president, Mr. Obama, to urge tighter controls on firearms. The mayor was flanked by gun violence victims and the son of a slain black civil rights leader, Martin Luther King, Jr. He said, quote, loophole-free checks to prevent criminals and mentally unstable people from purchasing guns are now essential in our society. Mr. Bloomberg said every day 34 people in our country are murdered with guns. Most of them are purchased or possessed illegally. The 34 victims attending the event, their number chosen to mirror the country's daily toll, echoed Mr. Bloomberg. Here is New York Mayor Bloomberg explaining why he feels that background checks simply don't work. Maybe we don't need him to explain it. All we got to do is look at what happened in Tucson a few weeks ago, right?
Background checks just don't happen, or they don't work. They often take place at gun shows where any criminal can buy a gun. Oh, they often don't take place at gun shows where any criminal can buy a gun. If they had, the Columbine killers may not have gotten access to guns. Too often, the information that should be in the background check system isn't. If it was, the Virginia Tech shooter would have been denied by the gun dealer who sold him the semi-automatic handguns he used to murder 32 people. And the Arizona shooter should have been turned down, too. As of December 31st of last year, only 2,092 people were listed in the background check system as drug addicts or abusers. 2,092. That's just preposterous. We all know it. And unfortunately, one of the missing names was that of Jared Loughner. The time has clearly come to finally fulfill the intent of the 1968 law and the Brady Bill by creating a genuine, credible background check system for the sale of firearms. Two basic steps will get us there. First, let's finally fulfill the intent of the 1968 law by fixing the broken background check system. It should contain all the records of felony convictions, domestic violence misdemeanors and protective orders, drug use and addiction, and determinations of mental illness that would prevent these categories of troubled people from buying guns. Second, we should close the loopholes that permit guns to be sold without background checks, because there are far too many of such sales to the wrong people. In 2009, an investigation by New York City showed that 63% of private sellers approached by investigators sold a gun to a purchaser who explicitly said he probably couldn't pass a background check. Licensed gun dealers are covered by the Brady background check system. But if you buy from a so-called occasional seller at a gun show, for example, or from someone who peddles firearms from the trunk of their car, no background check is required under federal law, no matter if you buy one gun or a small arsenal.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus is on Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his call for unprecedented gun control. In the last week or so, there have been a lot of police officers shot. CNN's Jeannie Meserve reports on 11 police officers being shot at this week in just a 24-hour period.
In Miami, the funeral of two police officers shot last Thursday as they tried to arrest a fugitive wanted for murder.
I will not pretend to understand evil for all my experience. I will not even pretend to want to understand evil.
This police funeral will shortly be followed by others. Between Sunday morning and Monday morning, 11 law enforcement officers were shot in incidents around the country.
I've never seen anything like it. This is the most dangerous 24-hour period I've ever seen for law enforcement.
In Detroit, four officers were shot and wounded when a 38-year-old man walked into a police precinct and started firing indiscriminately. In Port Orchard, Washington, two sheriff's deputies were shot and wounded in a Walmart parking lot. In Indianapolis and in Newport, Oregon, two officers were critically injured after being shot during traffic stops. And Monday morning in St. Petersburg, Florida, two officers were killed and a third was wounded while trying to serve a warrant for a man with an extensive criminal history.
He was somebody we wanted to get off the street, and obviously today you see why.
Experts say police shootings often involve repeat offenders.
These are the people that pose the greatest risk, not only to the citizenry, but to the police officers who have to go out and arrest these men and women over and over and over again. At some point, the odds catch up with you.
In the aftermath of the Detroit shootings, where police were shot at their precinct house, authorities are considering new protective measures, including additional screening of the public.
We have to take a step back and reassess security procedures at each one of our facilities.
Some experts say state and local budget cuts have already resulted in fewer cops with less equipment and less training. They predict more cuts lie ahead and argue that will make a hazardous profession even more so.
This is going to be a subject that gets an unprecedented amount of attention because it isn't resolvable. My feeling is there really is no resolve to this that everybody can work on. And it isn't because we're not reasonable, you and me. It's because the NRA and the other ultra whack job nutbird groups that represent those, I say what I say about the NRA, even though I belong to the NRA, I'm just tired of listening to these guys, these lobbyists, these paid guns, if you'll pardon the pun, who will put down every law, anything's got, and they have too much power. It isn't even about the issue of gun control. It's about the issue of campaign finance reform, who contributes what, and why it is these people have such a sway over the lawmakers. And the reason it is because they pay in to the coffers big time for the reelection of all these people. 800-510-8255. You know, there's a website called gunbroker.com. Those of you who are interested in following some of the gun right discussions, constitutional law discussions, you might want to check out gunbroker.com. Meanwhile, Patrick, you're up next on the countdown. Thanks for your call. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on everything. I think what you had said right before the break on the 15-year-old who ended up shooting the kids, two kids was the biggest thing.
Well,
yeah.
he didn't really shoot him. He had a gun in his bag, and it went off. And yeah, but it still, yeah. I mean, I suppose it has the same effect.
It did, you know, by all intent, he shot the two kids. And the biggest thing is the parenting. It's not there, you know, and that goes back to.
Until we get a handle on this, until parenting somehow or other, the educational process. Don't you think it would be prudent at this point to put all of this stuff on hold and then to make sure the government is doing what it's supposed to do until we somehow figure out how to instill in parents a renewed sense of responsibility?
Well, that's only the first thing. With the whole guns control thing, like the caller who said before, you know, you're going to have peace through gun ownership because most of the guns that are out there committing gun violence are obtained illegally. So, you know, if somebody breaks
that's not true anymore. A lot of people are getting them. Excuse me?
Can I please finish my point?
Yeah, go ahead.
Then
go ahead.
I'll let you record.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
With that, you know, you have those guns obtained illegally, and then, you know, they've committed a crime. All right? So when you have that and they're obtaining it by breaking into people's houses, by stealing, you know, all those things. Okay, well, you break into a house, and guess what? Now your next-door neighbor is armed because legal citizens who, you know, fit the criteria, not mentally unstable, you know, not criminal convictions, have a gun. that person's going to think twice about going into a neighborhood where he has the possibility of everybody in there being armed.
Yeah, what a lousy comment on society. What a sad reality in America. 51 past the hour.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. Our countdown focus in this hour is the need for gun control. That is, people doing their jobs, and how do we, people being you as a parent, people being you as an owner, people being you as a bureaucrat, someone who works in law enforcement, people who are supposed to be monitoring those folks who get these guns. That's the crux of the problem. Tom, you're in North Carolina. Let's see what you want.
The rights that are secured by the Bill of Rights are not absolute. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law infringing on free speech, but we have all sorts of laws. You can't shout falsely, fire in a crowded theater. You can't incite to riot. You can't lie in commercial advertising, and on and on. In the same respect, the Second Amendment rights are not absolute. But what the Supreme Court decision did was switch the burden to government. We now have a constitutionally secured right belonging to each individual. And if government chooses to compromise that right, then government has to jump through a number of important hoops. The first thing government has to do is to show that the regulation that they propose is not going to unduly impede the use of firearms for self-defense. Second, we have to be sure that what seems to be modest steps don't turn out to be the first steps down a slippery slope that do end up compromising core Second Amendment rights. And third, and I think most important in the context of these high-capacity magazines, the government has to show that its regulation is going to be effective in promoting public safety, and particularly when weighed against lots of reliable evidence that past restrictions have not lessened the incidence of gun-related crimes.
Well thought out, sir. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Altering gun laws, is that a slippery slope? Why are we the only country where citizens crave guns, is wondering out loud from Jim in New Hampshire on this call.
I'm really glad that you bring this up because I've been in London, and I don't see people there quaking in their boots that they don't have guns to shoot. In France, people don't cry about the fact that they don't have large caliber or large magazine weapons to use. There's the problem here is that there's this seeming madness about needing to have guns, and more importantly, needing to have large magazine guns. There's no real reason to have those magazine guns. The man who was talking about that criminals don't use large magazine guns is saying something false, because those guns that are made here with large magazine clips go across the border to Mexico, and they make a lot of use of them. If you look at the FBI statistics, it does not indicate that people were well served by having guns to protect themselves. I've been in situations which were dangerous, that guns did not help me in any degree. And if you look through the statistics, they don't do that. What happens mostly is that kids get killed playing with the guns that their parents have. It's not a protection.
Yeah. Well, there are too many people that have access to guns that ought not to have it of all ages, and that seems to be pretty much the status here. Tracy in Texas with her theory.
I do have, without naming names, but I do have my own personal protection. It only has 5 rounds. It fits well in my hand, and it's powerful enough for personal protection without a lot of kickback, so it's something that I feel very comfortable in having in my home. From my personal perspective, as a gun owner and someone who does uphold and support the Second Amendment, I don't see a bill preventing a legally able person from owning a gun. It's not taking away my right to bear arms. Back when it was part of the assault weapons ban of 1994, it didn't take away my right to own a gun then, and it won't now. I see this as, I would say it more of a sensible step in having rightful and sensible gun ownership. One of the things that I was thinking when this, you know, when we're dealing with high-capacity clips is maybe we have it fall under some of the same regulations as suppressors, you know, like a silencer. You know, not all states allow gun owners to legally possess them, but those who can supply through the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, who regulate the ownership of such devices. It doesn't mean that we can't own them, but there is a regulatory process that if you are legally able and allowed to own a gun, that you just go through a few extra steps. But it doesn't mean that a collector would be prohibited from owning something if they wanted to have it in their own personal gun collection. But for me, as someone who uses guns for target shooting, I'm not a hunter, but I have many hunters in my family. I don't see why a gun owner needs a high-capacity clip.
A lot of men are really turned on by women who have guns, know how to shoot guns. It's a strange sexual thing with some of you, right? If you admit it, yeah, be honest. Come on. A lot of police officers who put on the uniform love having those guns for lots of different reasons, and they aren't just to protect themselves, as you know. Good discussion. Thank you. 59.